Well, hey, you're in the right place. My name's Caleb. This is Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. When you hear the word exorcism, a movie comes to mind, right? Like, let's just be honest about that. Well, my friend Dieter has a pretty incredible story of when his life intersected with, for most people, might only be a script from a movie. And what he experienced, pretty different than what the big screen might lead you to believe.
My name is Dieter, and this is my story. I grew up Christian and going to church, but I wouldn't have said I experienced any real spiritual events until about 16, when I started hanging around with the group who was. Basically, I got bored of normal church stuff. I was tired of good morals and good ideas. I wanted something real and more experiential. I just wanted to know God in a way that actually mattered, and something that actually influenced real life, and not just, you know, a set of good ideas to orient oneself to. I went on a mission trip with some folks from my high school. Junior year, we went to Monterrey, Mexico, helping out with orphanages and hanging out with kids, building pantries and, you know, all that fun stuff. One of those nights, we got together in the central meeting room and we just started doing some prayer and worship. As we got going, it started to get really intense in what I would describe as a good way. And I just wanted to make sure that everyone was there for it and no one was missing out. So I looked around and I noticed one of my really good buddies was not there, not in the room. So I thought that was strange. So I went to the guy's dorm and saw him with another guy on this trip. And we'll call this other guy Ben, not his real name. And my buddy is with Ben, and Ben does not look like he's in a good way. He looks kind of distraught, and I don't know, really know what's going on. My buddy is looking at me, like, without any words, just kind of saying with his face, dude, this is weird, like, help me out or something. So I go over and say, hey, Ben, what's happening? He can't really respond. He's, like, shivering and not looking, like, making eye contact. It's weird. Something clicks in my mind, and I just decide, okay, there's something very spiritual going on with this kid right now. And everyone on this mission trip, you know, was from the same faith group, and we're all supposed to be in on this deal, and no one I would expect to have any strong demonic influence on their life, but it sounded like that might have been happening. So something instantly clicked in me, and I just say, in the name of Jesus, stand up to Ben here, and he instantly stands up, and I put a hat on him for some reason, because I felt like his face was all red, and he looked like he might have been, like, in tears or something, and I did want to just cover him up, give him a little bit of dignity. And I said, all right, and now you're going to follow me. And I, like, walk him out to the main room where everyone's praying. And we were praying for someone else. So I sit him down next to a pastor who's on the trip with us. And then after we finish praying for that person, we look over at him. And the pastor's like, Ben, are you okay? He just doesn't respond. He's almost, like, moaning a little bit, just can't articulate. And just to be clear, anyone's worried, he did not have a fever. He was not sick. He didn't throw up. There was none of that happen. This was a spiritual experience he was having, and not in a good way. So we start praying for him. He is not super responsive. He starts moaning and crying, like, a little bit louder. And I'm just like, there's something here that doesn't need to be here. We're praying for him. And I am not into shouting, especially not in a prayer setting. That's not my deal. But as we're praying, I have this clear sense of we need to say quite loudly, not just a quiet prayer like, God help him or God deal with this. I feel like I specifically needed to shout in that instance and say, in the name of Jesus, get out of him. And so I did. And that was when all his shaking and moaning and everything stopped instantly. And he quieted down and finally his body was relaxed and we could start praying for him. That's a little bit weird. And I actually have no desire to understand why. But all I know is that after he prayed for him in Jesus' name for it to stop, it stopped. For anyone who's listening to this and would call themselves a follower of Jesus, you have zero reason to be afraid. no matter what is out there, the person who created it all lives inside you. And that person is way more capable than any of us. And your incapability does not get in his way. There's one verse that says, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Hearing this story, I know it can probably sound pretty weird. And it is. And it's not something that I looked for. And in fact, I don't think it's something that anyone should look for. If God puts it in front of you, then great. If he tells you to act in a certain situation, then great. And actually, that's the main takeaway from this whole experience, really. It's, what is the Holy Spirit telling you to do? Great, now go do it. That's the only thing you ever have to do, no matter what situation you're in. I didn't have any real formal training. I didn't have any previous experience. Just some high schooler who encountered an interesting situation. But, the only thing and the main thing and the thing that life is made of is listening to what God is telling you to do. That's what Jesus said. He says he only does what he sees the Father doing. So even Jesus didn't even just decide to act on his own for fun. He was just doing whatever he saw the Father doing. That's all we have to do. If Jesus had to do that, that's a pretty good plan for us.
If you ever find yourself sitting around a campfire with Dieter, don't try to outstory him. He's pretty much got you beat. Dude, thanks for sharing that story with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Stories is a production of Crossroads Church in Cincinnati, Ohio.